Well, Tom, we're getting ready for the Iowa Corn Indy 250. 250 laps, a pretty tight track here in Newton, Iowa, and this is an inaugural race, first-time race for the IRL. Tell us a little bit about the historic nature of what makes this a special race from the from ethanol standpoint.
Well, ethanol, obviously a huge product here in Iowa. Iowa, one of the most aggressive states in the union for creating biofuels, has now again come to the forefront in showing exactly what performance can do when you put ethanol and racing together. We're excited to be here, and we believe that not only just the population here in the Midwest will be excited to see this story unfold, but everyone from coast to coast.
Well, when I said the name of it, what I left off one little part that really is integral, and that is that it's the Iowa Corn Indy 250 presented by ethanol. And that's Epic doing a lot of the work to make that presentation possible, right?
About a year and a half ago, the Iowa track here in Newton contacted us, wanted to know what our involvement may want to be as the number one marketer for ethanol to consumers across the country. Epic jumped at the chance to be here on the inaugural race with Epic and ethanol taking the front lead in making sure that consumers all across this country were able to see this race. Epic is the presenting sponsorship, and that means that all of the television ads, all of the television promotion that is done about this Indy race is there because of the dollars that are contributed by ethanol plants all across this country. So consumers see the ethanol message every time they tune in to ESPN or Speed Channel this week.
And the ethanol brand is actually right in the logo for the race.
That's true. The ethanol brand, of course, is the hitch pin of everything that we're trying to do. That is that the ethanol industry is trying to connect with consumers, and that E logo is what drives that message and that application to happen. When you pull up to the pump now in well over 12 states, you'll see that E logo. So you tune into a race, you see that E car running around the track, and you can then go to the fuel pump and get a taste of that Indy racing car.
There's going to be a lot of corn growers here, and I've heard different estimates from different people, but I think everybody seems to agree it could be in the thousands. Would it be fair to say this will be probably the largest tailgate party for corn growers in history?
This might be one place where there's as much ethanol used on the track as off the track. But we're excited to be here in the middle of the heartland, and this is a sold-out race. They brought in thousands of bleachers just to help with this anticipated crowd for tomorrow, and everyone will leave here knowing that ethanol performs.
As we look forward, we've got quite a few more races on the schedule, and your Epic's going to continue to be involved with the Indy Racing League this year, but how would you describe so far with this 100% fuel that they're running on this year? From a promotional standpoint, you know, how do you think it's going? How would you rate things so far?
I think Epic has created a tremendous success, a tremendous new wave of momentum for ethanol across this country. When you've got major corporations coming up to you and saying, hey, we like what you've done, we're amazed at the branding that's come out of this small group, you know, you got to feel good about the effort. The founders that brought Epic together had just an enormous amount of vision and stick-to-itness in order for this to happen, and the staff at Epic are just doing everything we can to live up to their expectations.
So when it comes to educating the consumer and the awareness level, how do you feel at this point about what Epic's been able to accomplish in just the short, less than 3 years that you've even been in existence?
The numbers show for themselves. We do research quite often, and the e-brand is starting to be recognized across the country. We've taken something from zero existence to, well, I'd like to say 200 mile an hour in marketing terms to say that you know, the e-brand is making its way across the country. People are starting to trust ethanol more. The ethanol industry for a long time has been on a defensive strategy. We hope that people write good things about us in the press. But now we're on the other side. We're scoring points that you can't score whenever you're only in a defensive strategy. People are seeing ethanol. They're excited about it because they know it performs through racing. And that E is showing up everywhere. That's all positive momentum.
Well, looking back at this race, and just to conclude on that, Epic does have quite a few members that are participating or attending here. What are some of the things that you've got members doing while they're here in the Iowa area for this race.
For the last month, in conjunction with the Iowa Corn Growers Association, we've had media opportunities occurring. The last few days we've had pump tours that have been well attended. Again, even here in Des Moines, we've got helicopters out covering what's happening. Pioneer has been a major sponsor for our events here, and their participation has just been stellar. Everybody together, all of our members that are going to be here, again, those ethanol plants that are really paying the dues that make all of this happen, have pitched in and have shown their support through volunteer as well as their sponsorship dues. And we hope that those ethanol plants that have not yet joined our organization see the power of what's happening here and decide to join.
Great. Well, we're hoping for a great race. It'd be as we all have said more than once, and even Jeff himself, this would be a great place for Jeff to get his first win, wouldn't it?
If Jeff were to win today, even if he were to get pole position, you couldn't keep us tied down. We'd just be floating right out of this Iowa track. And right now, Jeff is in second place on the time trials, so we've got a great opportunity. It could happen, Chuck.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to that race. Hope it's a good one. And that's Tom Salenica, who is the executive director for EPIC, the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.